That artist sucks. Mark pushed the drawing away on the weathered picnic table and testily yanked a fry from the massive pile we were all sharing. It looks nothing like me. Beside him, and across from me, Ahmed seemed to be fighting hard against a frustrated sigh. I didn't blame him. His boyfriend was enough of a dick to begin with, and he'd only get worse if Ahmed dared to express distaste over anything. Ugh, he deserved so much better. I took out my own frustration on a fry, jamming it into a paper cup of barbecue sauce. Just dump his sorry ass already. It looks fine, baby. Ahmed gestured at the piece of paper. It's a caricature. They're supposed to be a little ridiculous. Mark rolled his eyes and pointed in the same direction with the fry, nearly splattering mustard on the picture. I was smiling, and he made me look like... He made me look... Like you're about to punch someone, Lucas offered.
Constipated,
his fiancée Tina suggested. Mark shot them both a glare that matched his caricature perfectly. I had to bite back a laugh, which got a lot harder to do when Ahmed met my gaze across the table. He, too, was clearly trying to smother his amusement, since Mark wouldn't be happy if Ahmed laughed at him. Tina and Lucas didn't bother hiding there, though, and they snickered and fist-bumped. In an attempt to calm Mark down so Ahmed's evening might not get any more miserable, I said, the whole idea is they kind of exaggerate your features and then make you look ridiculous. He probably saw that you were happy and decided to make you look like that. I tilted my drink toward the drawing. You know, to be ironic, that's all. I mean, look at how he drew Ahmed. Ahmed craned his neck. What's wrong with how he drew me? Nothing, but this wasn't how you looked while he was drawing you. I gestured at it again. Everyone peered at the caricature, focusing on Ahmed this time instead of cranky Mark. Then there were nods all around as they, I assumed, saw what I saw. A tired, subdued version of Ahmed, despite him struggling not to laugh the entire time, mostly because of all the good-natured heckling we'd thrown his way. In the picture, he was smiling, but it was weak and forced, his downturned eyes giving him away. It was actually heartbreaking to look at.
So he made you guys like the opposite of what you really were, Lucas said, because you both look miserable even though you weren't while you were sitting, you know?
He turned to me.
What did he draw for you?
I cringed inwardly because I wasn't fond of the piece I'd gotten from the artist either. Sheepishly, I showed it to them, which got more laughs from everyone. Understandable, since everyone here thought I was even crankier than Mark when it came to love and relationships, and the artist had drawn me with hearts in my eyes and floaty hearts around my head. Totally the opposite of reality. I glanced at Ahmed. It was chuckling now, and... No, the floaty hearts were the opposite of reality. Especially since getting this fluttery feeling over Ahmed just depressed me. Oh, yeah, I definitely had some feelings for him, but they were unrequited because he was out of my reach and very firmly with... That guy. Yeah, heart eyes my ass.
Jason makes a valid point.
Tina held up the caricature the artist had done of her.
I mean, the guy made me, of all people, look drunk.
He really had. Her eyes were going in separate directions, and her lips were quirked in a way that suggested she was slurring her speech or something. She was nearly tumbling off the seat, too. It was a hilarious picture, especially considering she never, ever drank alcohol. To my great relief, the comparison to her wildly inaccurate caricature seemed to work. Mark eyed the drawing, then shrugged and lost some of the tension in his shoulders.
I guess I don't know.
He tucked another fry from the pile and added a sullen, if less hostile,
I don't like it.
He was annoying and pathetic when he was pouting, but that was far easier to put up with than when he was pissed off and ranting and raving. Especially since Ahmed could just quietly roll his eyes or suppress chuckles rather than walking on eggshells. I, however, was still pissed off. That had quickly become my default state whenever Mark was around, but I'd learned to keep my irritation out of sight.